Schredder. Farova.
Bəli.
İyi. Var.
Farova da var.
Farova Schredder. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Okay, Rabotai, do we have to check our sefarim?
Yes.
We don't need really to check the sefarim. Mechashash, Shimon Afluben Pure Chametz, that maybe some Chametz crumbs fell on the sefarim. Even though it's possible that, you know, while a person was learning, his grandchildren came on his lap, whatever. So there is ma'at perurei chametz, eino tzarich lachush lechach. We don't need to be concerned about that. Mutar lilmod bahem bePesach, and you could learn the sfarim. Ma'aser Rav Gaon says to do it, but that we have to realize it's a chumrah. It's definitely a chumrah to check the sfarim. But benchers. این بیرکانی میشه که واسه برکت آمازون اینا که همه خونام رایج شده باروخ هاشم سال هاست که وقت قضا میزنن رو میز اونها را بیرکانی میشه مطسوی شدووق با هم شیره معخال این لشتمش با هم الا لخر نکویته If person wants to use those, he has to clean them obviously. The best thing is Baruch Hashem, there are so many weddings. Each one of us probably has collection of hundreds of these benchers after some time. So to have us designate some of them for Pesach. But again, it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah yeteram. My father-in-law, alav ha-shalom, was very makpid on that. That, you know, always, but if we check the sfarim, that's ma'aseh rav. That's from Gaon Mivilna. It's a chumrah. Next, ta'aruvet chametz. We have chametz gamur, which is like, you know, noodles, bread, challah, etc., crackers, chametz gamur. Then you have ta'arovet chametz. Ta'arovet chametz is a mixture. Mixture of chametz. For instance, like beer. Beer is ta'arovet chametz. So if the ta'arovet chametz, it's edible, obviously we have to be meva'er before Pesach. Right? Go back. Any beer, whatever, if you have, you know, the best thing is to finish it. Or you have to, as we said many times, the best thing is to give it a matana to a goy. Aside from selling it, give it a matana to a goy to take to their house, right? Including beer, because it's taravet chametz, she ra'u lema'achal. What about taravet chametz, she it's not ra'u lema'achal? Taravet chametz, it's not pure chametz, it's mixture, but it's not edible for us, but it is edible for animals. So, מוצרים שיש בהם תערובת חמץ, אם הם ראויים למאכל אדם, ברור שאסור להשאירם בפסח, וחייב לבערם. That's if it's edible for human beings. אבל אם הם לא ראויים למאכל אדם, אלא לבהמה, right, if it's only animal feed, מותר להנות, a person could להאכילם לבעלי חיים. He could give it to his animals. Again, if you want to be machmir, chametz gamur, you cannot give to your pets either. اگه قضایی که واسه pets و اینا هست, اگه chametz gamur باشه, نمیشه پسخ چیز کرد. But if it's تعروبت chametz, right, you could give it to the بعلی خاییم و المخرم, so therefore, if it's מותר להנות בפסח להאכילם, to feed them, או למוכרם לגוי, Alken, ma'achal, person could be machmir, and even for his animals or pets, he should get only kasher Pesach food, right? That there is no taravet chametz even. But it's good to know that taravet chametz is mutar. And so the einor ra'u lema'achal adam mutar b'hana'av rashay litano lebalechayim. This is moral Shulchan Aruch, Rabotai. Listen to Shulchan Aruch. תערובת חמץ עוברים עליה משום בעלי ראו בעלי מצא וכגון שחר המדי right so וחבר brings from the Gemara שחר המדי most probably چיזה לי حتما یا عرقی که از نمیدونم از گندم گرفتم یا آبجو شخار המדי تو ایران میسکی بوده اینجا آره من این میگه شخار המדי yes you're right לכל כיוצא בו אל מדברים הנאכלים. אבל דבר שנתערב בו חמץ ואינו מאכל אדם כלל. If it's not edible, או שאינו מאכל כל אדם, Or it's not na'achal kol adam, right? Kegon teriyak. I guess to shat to care money, it was na'achal kol adam. It's not all over. So teriyak is mentioned. Teriyaka. Teriyaka mechaber, Shulchan Aruch. Miyekichi kegon ha-teriyaka. It's actually they use in a lot of medications. They use Jewish miyan by Bengalisi. It's a chubi there. Opium, I think.
Opium.
So the kayutze baze afal pi shemutar lekayemo bePesach asur leuchlo ad lachar Pesach. Right. So you can, you know, even though you cannot eat it on Pesach. But as we said, for animals, tarvot chametz is okay. Chametz sheit apesh kodim zman asur venifsal machilat hakelev. If it's a chametz that even an animal, a kelev, would not eat it, right? So o shesrafu ba'esh kodim zmanu venichrach. That was venichrach atchernod. It was edible, but then they burnt it, and now it's not edible even to a kelev. Mutar lagaim bePesach. Right, so this is what the Mechaber says, and the bottom line is, right, that Tarovet Chametz, if it's edible for us, we have either to finish it before Pesach, or to sell it, right, or the best thing is, as we were learning in Benish Chai last night, the best thing is to give it a matana gemura to a goy. So I would suggest, again, you don't have to do it, I would suggest all the alcohol, whiskey, whatever you have, don't it's not enough just to sell it. The best thing is, if you know a goy, just to give it matana gemura. To give it to them matana gemura. I do that with my bookkeeper. I say, it's yours. And then after, I'm at Mutas, when after Pesach, she didn't touch anything. Anyway, but it doesn't make a difference. We are going to talk about Mechiram and Ha'arama, etc. tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. But you know, so the best thing is to finish it, right? If it's tarovet chametz, ra'ul machal adam. But if it's tarovet chametz that it's ra'ul for pets, etc., that again, it's better to sell it. But a person could give it to, if it's not edible for human beings, they could give it, feed it to the animals. Let me share with you. I think all of you could use it the night of Pesach. With your children, grandchildren. The second makkah is what? Tzfardeya. Tzfardeya. Dam, tzfardeya, kinib. Tzfardeya is the second makkah. So Rav Zilberstein, Shlita, Moriva Rabbi. So he says, a group of soldiers asked him. Said, Kodarav, we are in the war zone, whatever it is. I mean, it didn't happen now. And, you know, we have, before, you know, we start our operations, you want to daven, right? The person b'di'evet could daven Shmona Esrei after Amud HaShachar, dawn, right? So they say, you know, we don't have watches, etc. I mean, we don't know when is dawn. But we heard that frogs, they kukuriku the whole night, but when the dawn comes, they stop. Could we rely on that? Could we rely, we are in the, who knows, wherever we are, right? When here, we see the frogs stopped, kukurikuing, whatever, could we start davening? So Rav Zilber, and they tell him, because there is apparently the Midrash, that says, Tzfardeya, are you ready for this? Tzfardeya, Tzfar da. Tzfar is what? It's morning. If in the morning he comes, this beast, Tzafratava, right? So it says, there's a midrash, Tzfardeya, Tzfarda. He knows when it's Tzfar, when it's dawn. Could you rely on that or not? Rav Zilber said you could. He said you could rely on that, and to daven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be shomer all of you, wherever you are, and they could daven before they go out to attack the Zat Hashem, Iran, wherever it is. Mishalach Adosh Baruch Hu Yaseh Lenu Nisim Bayamim Ha'em Bazman Hazer Rabbi Chananya Ben HaRasha Omer Ratzah Adosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Etzel V'chach.